I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The Vici Travina, a rarely heard modern version of the Ektantrivina, is an impressively large string instrument used in North Indian classical music. With the artist seated on the floor, the Vici Travina is loosely similar in appearance to the Japanese koto. It is negotiated by plucking the strings and has a five-note octave range with a deflection-sounding timbre. And though it is not as famous or accessible as its cousin, the sitar, it does hold its rightful place in the history of Hindustani classical music. The fretless vina is played with a slide, rests on two large ornamental gourds that serve as resonating chambers, and its engagement is linked to ancient traditional modes. The vina, long associated with accompanying the Trupad style of singing, the oldest surviving classical style in North Indian vocal music, dates back to 1294 of the Common Era. Initially, Trupad singing didn't allow for much instrumental embellishment around the basic notes. In time, instrumental performers would break away from their supportive role with flourishes that showcase their improvisational skill and technique, a crucial element these days to any public presentation. The 18th century saw the commencement of a decline of Trupad singing, until it was rescued by the artist Lalmani Misra, who developed a new technique of playing and creating compositions. His son, Gopal Shankar Misra, played a significant role in giving the style a new birth through a repertoire that became universally embraced. The late Gopal Krishnan, one of just a handful of Vici Travina players with a deep understanding of improvisational practices, helped to sustain the instrument's place in Hindustani culture by weaving varied intricate musical patterns with synchronized rhythms during performances. Nowadays, despite the rare appearance of the Vici Travina in concert settings, its very old sound is bit by bit becoming a more familiar addition to the fabric of world music trends, archaic and new. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.